Why is it that the community is not fully conversant in the discussions of development projects? Because, besides not being part and parcel of the decision-making bodies of a project, communities are not provided with sufficient information about a project. A once-off consultative meeting is not sufficient to discuss the full impact of a project, and for any meaningful dialogue to take place. Consultations are not being held with community members. Take note, a traditional authority does not constitute community members. In the 2019 Kashila matter, the Supreme Court made it very clear that communal land rights should be granted the same considerations to those of commercial land rights. The rights holder is to benefit from any agreement that relate to the use of that land and its natural resources. It is not to the exclusive benefit of the traditional authority, but of course they too may benefit. 80% of the residents in Lüderitz rely on fishing resources. Offshore exploration activities will certainly have an impact on the marine life and subsequently on the fishing industry, which in turn impacts the lives of those residents. Therefore, they should be consulted and, as in other instances, there are community organizations like conservancies and community forests. They have a mandate to protect the environment and its members, and should be part of these consultative processes. Information should be provided in languages that the communities know and understand. Mediums to advertise notices and applications, rural people do not have daily access to newspapers, nor the expert knowledge to understand the content thereof. Projects have the responsibility to invest in educating the local communities about possible projects in and around them long in advance, before any activities are considered, let alone undertaken. Respect for cultural differences and ways to approach people have to be observed and practiced.